Andrew Callis is a poet who hears music as he might listen to a poem read out loud. With music, he feels what's conveyed can be so much more than the lyrics in a hymn, of course. And he writes, "For an Advent song, O Come Emmanuel, is surprisingly somber, especially at the start. It doesn't sparkle. There aren't twinkling Christmas lights or a warm hearth. Instead, it expresses the cold of night and an utter dependence on God for salvation. It opens heavily, identifying a world in need of ransom, and it spends some time hovering over these lines, captive Israel, who mourns in lonely exile here. Exile can feel interminable, which the song emphasizes, and snaring listeners in its meter and rhythm. The word exile is stretched over multiple beats and is extended further by pinning the word here to the end of the line. We living today can identify with such longing." Callis continues, "I love the transition from those lonely first lines to the next. This exile exists only, quote, until the Son of God appear. The pause between lines holds such weight. It spans the entire length of Advent and echoes the urgent desperation of a world aching for rescue. To me," he says, "this pause between lines symbolizes more than just the length of the days and weeks of Advent. It's ultimately the length of our lives. That's why I love the line break after lonely exile here. Our lives are spent at a distance from a Creator who wants nothing more than our joyful return, promising a triumphant rejoicing, rejoicing promised in this song." Rejoice, translated into Jubilate. That from poet Andrew Callis. This is an especially haunting arrangement of O Come Emmanuel by Taylor Scott Davis. And it's one that we'll hear this weekend in Bloomsburg as the Jubilate Choir and Orchestra mark their 20th anniversary Christmas concert. They've titled the program Christmas Through the Years. We'll learn that though Jubilate will guide us through the dark experiences of our human lives, they'll also surprise us with music that lives up to its name, Jubilate, Rejoice, pieces like Jubilate Deo. As it turns out, it was a performance of the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah that drew Dr. David Hamilton, Jubilate board president, and his wife to the ensemble well over a decade ago. He was so very impressed by the musical intelligence and passion of Dr. Alan Hack, who founded Jubilate and is music director and conductor to this day. We had a chance to speak by phone with Dr. Hack and Dr. Hamilton on the occasion of the anniversary concerts about the history of the ensemble and about its mission. Dr. Hack.
I had just begun my tenure at St. Matthew as the director of music, and they had a relatively small choir, and I wanted to be able to bring a number of folks together in the community. So I started this small group for the occasion of Christmas and had around 25 different singers from the local community, different churches. And we began as a very small group. We had just a pianist as accompanist, and then it just grew from there.
And how was it that you selected Jubilate, Joy, as the name for the group?
We had done a piece of work a number of years ago in a different church I was at, and in the work, it was "Jubilate" was over and over and over again. So it was a word that just resonated with me, and that is kind of what I stuck with. And so when we think about the work that we do and the mission that we have as a group, is that we do try to bring joy to those, particularly this time of year when many don't have that in their lives.
David, how was it that you were drawn to this particular ensemble?
You know, my wife and I have talked about that, and we're not sure how we ended up in the church basement on the first go-through of a concert, and that would have been, at least 15 years ago. But we were there in the basement, and we heard Alan conduct the Hallelujah Chorus and play it on the piano, and basically we were hooked. And so from that point on, we've been a part of it for 15 years.
And you are good in your program notes, Alan, to acknowledge those who have been with you right from the start, those who have come and gone, those who have stayed on. And that says an awful lot about the sense of community and friendship that you have formed in the process of making music together.
No, I appreciate you using that word. Alan used it, you used it, and I was going to use it too, and that is community. The choir is, in a very real sense, a community. We are a gathering of some trained voices, some that are moderately experienced, and some that are once-a-year vocalists. And yet we come together as a community and make this beautiful music under the direction of Alan. And it truly is a community. The choir is a community. We have fun together. We enjoy each other. And then the other part of the community is how we sing to the community. We perform this for the community. It's a free program, so there's never been any charge for it. And we just get a tremendous encouragement and excitement out of looking out the audience and seeing our friends, those people we rub elbows with, our family, and having their faces just filled with the wonder of the music that we're doing. So it truly is a choir community, and it's a Susquehanna Valley River community.
And Alan, when you talk about some of the landmarks along the way from 2005, when you started with about 25 singers and piano, and then there was that time when you were able to bring together the choir and an orchestra. How were you able to do that, and what does that do for all of you to have a chance to sing with orchestra?
It was always my vision to be able to bring beyond just a community of singers together, but to be able to bring an ad hoc orchestra together. So in 2009, we were blessed to receive a gift from the community to be able to sponsor the orchestra, and it's been with us since then. And it just adds another layer of dimension to the Jubilate experience. And with that has come an additional group. So I think, as I gave you in the program notes, we keep a roster of about 60 to 70 singers each year. And this is the one time a year that many have an opportunity to sing with an orchestra because they've never had that chance to do before. And the repertoire that we sing with the orchestra is just an amazing opportunity that they otherwise wouldn't have. And that same thing for those in our community, they wouldn't otherwise be able to hear live.
And you say that the orchestra members, in fact, come from far and wide to be part of this experience.
We have several that are here from our local community. We have some that are in college. We have some that are in the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra that play out of the Northeast. So we have a lot of incredibly talented individuals, several who are directors in the schools around. We had our first rehearsal yesterday, and just the music they were making was absolutely incredible.
The title of the concert is Christmas Through the Years, and that's an appropriate title certainly for a 20th anniversary Christmas concert. How have you decided to celebrate the anniversary musically?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it was difficult as we were looking through all of the pieces that we've done. We have performed over 150 different pieces over the years from over 90 different composers. So in order to try to pick pieces over the last 20 years, it could have been a relatively long concert. But we looked back through our archives to find some of the best pieces, some of the most favorites, but also to tell a story. So we think about this time of year, particularly around the Christmas season, to try to tell a story about the birth of Christ, but also to think about what our singers and capabilities are. And so as we look through the last programs from about 2010 up until now, we tried to pick pieces that were featured in each of those concerts. Some of them had been done repeatedly, some of those just once, and we were able to put together a concert. And we also wanted to sneak in a couple new ones, too, to keep it fresh.
And David, what are one or two that you and your wife are looking forward to particularly?
Well, the first Noel is always one of our favorites, and the two that Alan picked this year are incredible, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, and What Child Is This? They're just really good anthems, and we really appreciate those, along with the bigger works that we do, the Magnificat and Jubilate Deo. But one of the things I do appreciate with the Jubilate Choir is the content that Alan does pick. He always picks content that's focused on the reason for the season, the real, under all the trimmings and all the lights and all the stuff, he gets down to what it is for, what does the Christmas season really mean? And he already said it, the hope and joy of the birth of Christ. And our concerts have been always focused on that, and this year is no exception to that.
And what about the importance of the arrangements, Alan? You can have a tried and true favorite, but it can be heard freshly if there is an arranger who does that, who can help us hear the tried and true favorite with new ears.
Well, and I think David talked about that, two of the pieces that he mentioned, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. We have three or four different arrangements in the archives, but the one that is programmed this year by Taylor Scott Davis is an absolutely incredible setting, very mysterious, very focused on the strings. The tenor basses are highlighted, which is unusual for many of the pieces.
Very.
Leads to wanting more. And the other pieces we have that's arranged is very big and bombastic, too, which is not always what you think about the O Come, Emmanuel. The other one, What Child Is This, is almost seen like that, but this one is a very playful, but also articulated in a really unique manner between the orchestra and the choir itself. And so it's artistically done really, really well. And it's one of the best that I've seen. I've been searching for an arrangement for well over a decade. So excited to be able to throw that into this year's concert.
And we know that St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Bloomsburg has been your home. Why is it a wonderful place to perform?
All you have to do is go to one concert and you'll understand it completely. The acoustics in the place are incredible. The volume that we fill that place with the music and with the orchestra, it's just an experience that it's second to none. It just really is a venue that I can't think of another venue around that would give us that kind of an atmosphere for a Christmas concert. And it's also beautiful inside with the stained glass windows. It's very Christmassy inside too. So it really helps you get into the mood. But that venue, I can't see one that would be better than that.
Well, tell us then what else you'd like us to know, and then where and when.
So we appreciate the opportunity to be able to share about this and certainly invite anyone and everyone to come and experience this. It's been a wonderful two decades worth of growth with the choir and the orchestra. Those that have been part of this so far have put in a tremendous amount of work, and we certainly are ready to bring this to fruition this weekend. We have the concert scheduled for Saturday evening, December 13th at 7 o'clock, and on Sunday afternoon, December 14th at 3 o'clock. As David mentioned, there is no charge. We certainly want to keep this as accessible and open to anyone and everyone, so it is always free. And we mentioned before, there are sponsorships, so certainly that is one way that we do keep this free and open to everyone.
Dr. Alan Hack, who founded Jubilate and is music director and conductor, and Dr. David Hamilton, who is the Jubilate board president and a singer with the ensemble, speaking with us about the 20th anniversary Christmas concert program, Christmas Through the Years, to be held on Saturday, December 13th at 7 p.m. and again Sunday, December 14th at 3 in the afternoon at St. Matthew Lutheran Church in Bloomsburg, 123 Market Street. It is a 60-voice choir and a 20-plus piece orchestra, and admission is free. For more information, we'll send you to two places, stmatthewbloomsburg.org, stmatthewbloomsburg.org. That's the St. Matthew Lutheran Church website, stmatthewbloomsburg.org. Or this is a blogspot listing, theubilatechoir.blogspot.com. Jubilate is spelled J-U-B-I-L-A-T-E. So it would be the jubilatechoir.blogspot.com.